In her address to the UN Human Rights Council, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay warned of the involvement of foreign fighters in the conflict.
The increasing number of foreign fighters crossing Syria's borders to support one side or the other is further fueling the sectarian violence, and the situation is beginning to show worrying signs of destabilizing the region as a whole.
The UN Human Rights Chief told the Human Rights Council that both government forces and the opposition fighters are violating international humanitarian law. She said government forces continue to carry out indiscriminate shelling and aerial attacks, which result in civilian deaths, while the opposition execute captured government soldiers and kidnap civilians. Ms. Pillay is particularly concerned about the situation in the opposition-controlled city of Al-Qusair, which has been under a year-long government-imposed siege. The city is facing severe shortages of food, water, electricity, fuel, and medical supplies.
Intense shelling and clashes between government forces and supporting militias and anti-government armed groups have reportedly resulted in hundreds of civilian deaths and injuries. I'm also concerned about reports suggesting that some anti-government armed groups are operating in populated areas and have failed to clearly distinguish themselves from civilians in Al-Qusair. I urge both sides to protect civilians from the ongoing violence.
Speaking for UN independent human rights experts, Shaloka Beyani, who deals with the human rights of internally displaced persons, said the situation has worsened in Syria since violent unrest broke out in March 2011.
Over 70,000 persons are estimated to have been killed during this conflict. Residential areas and civilian facilities such as schools and hospitals have been subject to indiscriminate attacks by government forces. There are accounts that armed government forces have been committing grave violations against civilians, including humanitarian workers, and using civilians as human shields. We reiterate our strong condemnation of such violations and call on all parties to the conflict to end the violence.
For his part, Ambassador Faisal Al-Hamwi of Syria said Qatar and Turkey, which requested the meeting of the UN Human Rights Council, are major parties in the bloodshed in Syria. He described a draft resolution on Syria submitted to the Council as biased and politically motivated.
It was drafted in a hate-filled and unconstructive manner. It has nothing to do with transparency. It is far from the truth. The city of Al-Qusair, and I repeat, before the High Commissioner herself, the town of Al-Qusair has seen no massacres. The concerns expressed by the sponsors of the resolution over the situation of the Syrian people is but crocodile tears and a cynical exploitation of the blood of Syria, the Syrians who refuse their pity and their help.
Ambassador Eileen Chamberlain Donahue of the United States said there could be no lasting peace in Syria without justice for the horrific crimes committed in Al-Qusair and elsewhere.
There is no place in a future Syria for Assad or members of his regime who have ordered or committed atrocities. As the international community works to support a political settlement based on the principles outlined in the Geneva Communique, we must also support the groundwork for accountability. The Assad regime and its supporters who commit crimes against the Syrian people should know that the world is watching and that they will be held accountable.
The UN Human Rights Council is expected to conclude its debate on Syria by adopting a resolution which, among other things, calls for an immediate end to fighting in and around the city of Al-Qusair. Derek Imbata, United Nations.